This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, September 29th. Well, if you're a bond investor, this month is a disaster for you because as yields tilt higher, your bonds erode in value. So I'm happy to see this morning that a lot of government bond yields are lower this morning. It means there's a flight to quality. Yesterday at the close, I was happy to see that some of the big dividend ETFs were exhibiting relative strength and had very tight spreads. You see, during fast market conditions, spreads tend to widen on both stocks and as well as ETFs. But as the spreads tighten up, that means the market's moving in a more orderly manner. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. So money doesn't leave the market, it's just moving around. Now, our friends at Bespoke came out with a very good report last night that said that when the S&P drops more than 2% since 2020, and it's happened quite a few times, the average gain the next day is 1.59%, and the average gain for the next week is 3.59%. So we're going to get a bounce this morning, and we'll see how sustainable it is. We also want to watch the close. That's very important. Tomorrow is the last day of the quarter, the last day for quarter and window dressing, and then there's a 90-day ETF realignment for most ETFs, and then there should be a lot of buying pressure in our stocks. So we are definitely oversold now, and you know, if you want to go out and nibble, today will be a good day because spreads will be kind of tight, and you won't have to. If you bought yesterday, it's kind of like catching a knife. If you buy today, you'll probably have much more orderly markets. I would encourage you not to hurry up to invest because October 18th is the big day, you know, the deficit ceiling. Wall Street's making a big deal about this, but, you know, the Congress will lift the ceiling. And so the real priority is to get invested by October 18th and then just hang on for the third quarter earnings announcement season. Now, a little bit about the Evergrande crisis in China. They did not make their interest payment on over $2 billion in U.S.-denominated bonds. They have more bonds where there's payments due next week. We assume they're not going to make the payments. China is demanding that they finish building their big high-rise apartments. You know, China is a very interesting country because a lot of middle-class Chinese prefer to invest in real estate versus stocks. And so one of the reasons China has 60 million vacant apartments is people are buying for investment. And you actually see that in cities like New York. You know, they have these huge high-rise apartments and condos for foreign investors, and they buy them and they're empty, you know. And so happens in America too. So, but it looks like right now that any crisis is contained in China, although Goldman Sachs basically thinks China's going to have 0% GDP growth this year now. They definitely could be slipping into a recession. There are other countries that are struggling incredibly, like Britain. You know, the reason they have lines at their petrol stations and they have shortages of key things is they've lost a lot of their truck drivers. You know, they can't get the foreign workers they once did because they're not a member of the EU, and I guess they're a little bit too strict. So it'll be interesting to see how they resolve all that. In the meantime, Europe could have quite a crisis this winter because of high natural gas prices. And a lot of the wind turbines failed because of a big high pressure system. I didn't say they failed, they just didn't work because there was no wind. And of course, last winter they failed when they had a big freeze. So it's, you know, the switched alternative energy is volatile. And so, you know, they have to rely more on natural gas, and we'll see if they can store enough and explain to their folks why prices are so high. So it's going to be interesting. But the bottom line, we're still an oasis in America. Now, we do have Chairman Powell, our Fed chairman, speaking today in front of Congress. I do expect him to be reappointed no matter what Elizabeth Warren says. You know, he's a consensus builder, and he said that inflation is transitory. Clearly, you know, we've had another inflation surge here. But, you know, if you don't want to rock the boat, you want to reappoint Chairman Powell. So I expect he'll do his best to calm everybody down, explain that inflation is transitory, and that And the truth of the matter is interest rates after inflation are still very, very negative. So that forces everybody to go back to stocks. Where do you go in an inflationary environment? You can buy real estate, which is obviously expensive now, up almost 20% in the past year, residential real estate, or you can buy stocks. And the good thing about stocks is the earnings go up as inflation goes up. So I feel pretty good here. So it's unfortunate we have these wild gyrations in the market, but it looks like we're at the back end of it now. Spreads have tightened, and that means the markets are more orderly. We'll get a bounce today. Hopefully, we'll have a good close tomorrow. We'll get benefit from that quarter and window dressing and the 90-day ETF realignment, and then they'll eventually raise the deficit ceiling, and then we'll go into another earnings announcement season, and then it'll be every stock for itself. So that's it. I just want to update you on the market's gyrations at Sloan Avalier, and hang in there and enjoy the ride, but at least you're going to have up volatility for a change. Take care, everybody.